This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, welcome back. So we're going to talk a little bit of sports right here. I've got the two Toms on today. First, I've got the big guy, Tom Ackerman. Then I've got Tom Homan. You might have heard of him. He's the United States border czar. Let's get to Tom, number one.
A great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is anchor man, not anchor lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
You're number one, Tom, and it's not because you're the one in the studio right now.
Oh, nice.
How about that?
I am honored. I'm honored to be able to go first, bat leadoff, if you will. Sports, the great unifier. You know, we can sit here and talk about politics and about, you know, your views on certain things. What I love about sports is everybody's welcome into that building and can root on the St. Louis Cardinals. And let me tell you, that team is good, and they're not going anywhere anytime soon. They are good. Going to be hanging around this race. They've won 18 of 23. The crowds are back. Memorial Day weekend was great, and I think they're going to be coming back here. June 3rd, they host the Royals, and then the Dodgers, and then the Blue Jays. A 9-game homestand is coming up after they travel through the Texas Rangers this weekend. They just took 2 out of 3 from the Baltimore Orioles, and they're a fun, fun baseball team. I highly encourage people, it's not too late to get on board and follow this team. They are the real deal. These guys are entertaining, but they're also gritty, I would say. You know, there's no one star on this team necessarily. They just find ways to win. I am very impressed with how the Cardinals are going about their business.
You think they just got into the rhythm, something clicked, or was there something specific you think that changed?
I think they're just all young, mostly, except for Contreras and Arenado and some of the pitchers like Gray and Michaelis, who's really been good, who's turned his season around. But, you know, they're just young guys who, you know, didn't have the experience yet, and we're going to have to go through some growing pains. And now they're starting to find a rhythm in their offense, which has been impressive in the middle innings. The Cardinals just don't have an easy out in their lineup. You know, they all make contact for the most part. Even Gorman and Walker have started to turn it on here lately and are finding ways to pound the ball into the gaps. Mason Wynn had 4 hits yesterday. He's really started to turn it on. And then, you know, the pitching. The one thing the Cardinals have that the Cubs don't, and the Cubs are the best team in the NL Central right now, but the Cardinals haven't played them yet and won't until June 23rd. The Cardinals have a closer and a really good one in Ryan Helsley. He had another save last night. He now has 12. And if you're going to go make a run for the playoffs in this game, in this business, you have to have a closer. Cubs don't have one yet. They have not established one. The Cardinals obviously do. The best closer in the game last year was Ryan Helsley, and they have it now. So that's been a big part of it. Their bullpen has come back together. They blew a lot of games early in the year. Their bullpen was just sort of discombobulated, like they couldn't get the right mix of guys. They were going on the road and losing. Now they're just winning everywhere. They went on the road. They went at home. They look great. The starters have established themselves. You can just tell the attitude, the way they talk about each other. They are playing for each other. I don't see anybody going out there on their own trying to pick up stats. They just want to win ball games. It's actually neat to see.
It's pretty awesome. I'm glad that nobody told them they weren't supposed to be good.
I think they heard it.
Yeah, they probably
and it
heard
actually
that,
like, fueled
I think
them.
They saw it from the stands when they realized not many people were coming to the games. But yeah. Thankfully, you're saying, Tom, that's turned around.
It absolutely has turned around. I mean, I was at the game Saturday. That place was rocking. Sunday, when Nolan Arenado went crashing into the seats, and I'm telling you, folks, watch this guy play. Arenado is a Hall of Famer. He's going to go into Cooperstown, and this is his town right now. And he loves playing in St. Louis. He wants to win, and he stayed. They tried to trade him, actually, and he rejected the trade to Houston. He stayed in St. Louis. He goes crashing into the seats on Sunday. In between two seats, they have those hard little separators, those
yeah,
little armrests,
sure.
And it went right into his back.
Ooh.
He goes down for the count. He was down for a few minutes. Gets up. Ollie Marmol goes up to him and is like, "Are you all right? What do you want to do?" And he's like, I'm staying in this game. And the crowd noticed it, got up, roared, huge ovation. And he stays in the game. They win the game after he makes this amazing catch into the seats, goes tumbling into the first row. That's a guy right there who's been told that he's washed up and, you know, his career is done. People don't think Arenado can do what he used to do. He may well go out and win a gold glove. He's motivated to deliver at the plate, had a big home run the other night. I mean, I think this team has an attitude about it. They've heard the critics, and they are responding. And I think the more that you tell them they can't do it, the more it fuels them. I think it's fun. I compare them to, for those of you who follow baseball closely, last year the Detroit Tigers were considered to be sort of a young team that, you know, would try to figure it out and let's see these young guys play. They end up becoming buyers at the trade deadline and a playoff caliber team. And now look at them this year. Detroit's one of the best teams in all of baseball this year. That's what this Cardinals team reminds me of. They just found a way. They hit another gear, and it's impressive.
That's good. So I'm interested to get your take on this. We experienced it ourselves here over the last few years. Before the Rams left, the city was looking at ways it could spend money on a new stadium or whatever, upgrades to keep them and all this stuff. Now we got the Royals and the Chiefs. That special session gets called Monday. I'm going to have a guy on, Jeremy Cady, used to be with Americans for Prosperity, and he's written a pretty strong op-ed against this idea, spending taxpayer dollars on keeping this team from hopping the river out there into Kansas. How do you feel about that, Tom?
Well, look, I am St. Louis first. I'll be selfish here and say that anything that I want to happen, I want to happen to St. Louis. And I'm very high on this amateur sports tax credit that we need here in St. Louis because we have to be able to draw sporting events to keep our economy humming. And the St. Louis Sports Commission, for example, does an amazing job of drawing in NCAA tournament. We're going to have the NCAA basketball tournament here. We just had... we have wrestling, we have gymnastics that come to town, we have hockey events left and right. We just had the Frozen Four. We're going to have the U.S. Figure Skating Championships. These events draw in thousands and thousands and thousands of people. And so if I'm asking the Missouri legislature to do something, I'm concentrating on that. But if they're going to do it, you know, if you're going to do anything in Missouri, you have to understand as a St. Louisan that you got to give Kansas City something. And Kansas City, in turn, you know, is going to have to understand that you got to give. So what I'm saying is you have to be patient here and understand that both cities are going to have to receive help. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Missouri's governor, Mike Kehoe, is a St. Louisan and in his heart, but he understands the importance, too, of keeping those teams in Kansas City, in the state of Missouri, and making sure that Missouri thrives from sports revenue.
So
it's a complicated issue,
right,
over there. I get
right,
that.
Right.
But it's something to definitely pay attention to. The Royals, I don't think, are bluffing. I think the Royals will go. to Kansas if they get a sweetheart of a deal. I think the Chiefs one is interesting. They've been at Arrowhead forever. The Royals have been next door.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Door forever. It's something absolutely important to the state. I mean, I am for both cities getting as much help as possible to keep Missouri going strong.
So you see some leverage there for what St. Louis needs in if Kansas City's allowed to get what they want.
That's what I'm saying is I think that
they have some leverage in the special session.
Interesting. So you know, look, the NFL isn't coming back to St. Louis. We don't want to deal with the NFL, and the NFL doesn't want to deal with us. The only way that would ever happen is if some billionaire owner could pay for everything and tell St. Louis that they're never leaving. You know, right now what we have to build on is Cardinals, Blues, Battlehawks, City, college sports like crazy, amateur sports events, and the convenience of having everything in downtown St. Louis. But we need the help. You know, we need the help. The amateur sports tax credit is a big part of this thing. But for that to happen, I think the governor is probably going to have to give Kansas City a little bit of that too.
Do you have another minute or do you have to run?
I do have to go do a sports cast, but what else?
Well, I was just going to ask about St. Louis City, SC.
Fired their coach, justified, needed to do it, need to move on, but they really need to look deep inside the organization.
You don't think it'll be David Critchley, do you?
Well, he's going to have it for now, but they're going to search for now. They'll search for somebody else. But they got to look for how are they getting players? What are they spending their money on? Mm-hmm. And they got to look at how other teams are successful. This is more than just the coach.
Tom, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
We
appreciate it. Yep, thank you. Good to get your thoughts on that. We are going to talk to Jeremy Cady coming up about 7:20, just after Tom Homan is on the air, because he's written a piece very critical of taxpayer money going to these professional sports franchises. And he kind of did the math on what he said that what you get back in return. Like, we covered this story for years when I was a TV reporter. well, you know, they went to the Super Bowl. They brought all these people come to downtown. They spend money. It has a huge economic impact. But in the overall scope of things, according to Jeremy's math, that's not true. And I think it's a feel-good story, but do Missouri taxpayers need to be on the hook for that? It's like a TIF. It's almost like tax increment financing. I guess that's effectively what it is, because they're going to let them keep whatever sales revenue that they generate, tax revenue, I should say, at that new stadium for 30 years. Mm-hmm. Like, they just get to keep all of it. None of it has to go back to the state. Well, whatever economic impact it might have had locally, you're not feeling that in Kansas City if all that tax money is not coming back to local municipalities at all or to the state. They're just getting to keep it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I see Jeremy's logic in that, and I'll be interested to hear what he has to say coming up here at about 7:22. We're going to get to in other news here in just a couple of minutes. We got Tom Homan, the border czar, the other Tom, joining us live at the top of the hour. We'll be back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.